Hello and welcome to Blues and Grooves.
As we go, it's down on the street and it's trying hard to force us to flow. Oh, my heart's in the basement, my weekends are at an all-time low. 'Cause she's hoping to score, so I can't see her letting him go. Walk out of her heart. Sweet-talking, night-walking games. Oh, she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. If she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen, such a laughter is sucked in the brains. Now she's leading him on, and she'll lay him right down. Yes, she's leading him on. So I throw both his bags down the hall, and I'm phoning a cab, 'cause my stomach feels small. There's a taste in my mouth, and it don't taste at all. It could have been me, oh yeah, it could have been me. Why didn't I say, why didn't I say? No, 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 she's so swiftly in a sad and a bad, in a rock, oh, with a bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh, kind of like a two-bed.
David Bowie starting off this week's Blues and Grooves with the promo mix of Queen Bitch. Hello all, it's Jaffo here, broadcasting live on the Face Radio from the south of London via the soul of Brooklyn. We've got a nice mix of old and new coming up for the next hour. I've been record shopping a couple of times this week, so I'm playing some things I picked up, like Taj Mahal, the Bowie track you just heard, Buzzcocks. We've also got some newies from a man called Adam Das Coolies, Art of Tones, and these fellas, Chris Coco and George Solar. And this is a tune called
Como el Sol.
Ward is locked in from Brisbane, Australia, Mr. Blow Up himself, and Matt has asked me to play something to soothe English hearts after the World Cup final, so I hope this bit of Balearic goodness will do the trick for you, Matt. And we did beat Australia, we've always got that. Our Carolyn's locked in from New Malden. Welcome along, Carolyn. Melanie's listening in Worcester Park. And Trevor Bridge is back in France after his holidays in Spain. Welcome along, Trevor. Chris Coco and George Solar and Como El Sol from a new album called Island Vibrations that was released on vinyl on Friday, so available now. And here's one of my favourite reggae groups, The Gladiators, and Jah Works. That's Albert Griffiths, Gallimore Sutherland and Clinton Fearon, and that was Jar Works from their album Proverbial Reggae, and all the usual cats backing them as well: Sly Dunbar, Sticky, Ansel Collins, Earl Wirelindo. What a golden time that was. And even further back in New York City on Sue Records, it's the Soul Sisters and they're going loop-de-loop.
Do you wanna sing? Yeah. Listen now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go.
From New York City, it's the Soul Sisters and Loop De Loop from 1964. And speaking of New York City, hello to Shari Nash, who's just logged in to chat.thefaceradio.com. Shari's getting limbered up in the studio because she's on straight after this show with Make and Model, one never to be missed. And now, let's get up to date. This is A Man Called Adam, brand new release, and this is the TH Jam of Frankie's Theme. In the pocket himself, G. Mateus, has locked in back in New York, I think, after a few weeks upstate with the family. Hope everyone's well, Grant, and welcome along. Vita from Bedford-Stuyvesant is locked in as well. Hello, Vita. Hope you're doing well.
Find your
Das Coolies and a track called Catal, and this is the Gabe Guernsey remix. I really like this, I have to say.
Thank you.
Mighty Matt Paper's in the house. Mr. Worldy, welcome along, Matt. Hope you're doing well. Art of Tones, three brand new releases there. In fact, that was Art of Tones, as I say, from a new EP called Three Women, and that was Barbara's Disco. Before that, we heard Das Ghoulies and Katal, the Gabe Guernsey remix, and that whole thing started off with A Man Called Adam and Frankie's Theme, the TH Jam. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I went to see an exhibition of photographs taken by Paul McCartney, and he took them at the start of the Beatles' success in the US on their first tour, and also some of the pictures were from just before that, taken in Britain and Paris. Superb exhibition at the National Portrait Gallery in London, which I highly recommend if you're passing through town. And it got me thinking, Beatles, pretty good band really, weren't they? She don't care. She said that living with me
sure to do right by me.
The Beatles and Ticket to Ride. And from Liverpool, let's go 30 miles up the road to Manchester.
Just think of me and you. If I
From their fabulous first album, Another Music in a Different Kitchen, and that was Fiction Romance. And one of the greatest gigs I ever went to was the tour promoting that album when it came out in early 1978. The Slits were the support act, and the whole thing just blew my teenage mind. Now, my original copy of that album went west some time ago, so I was very chuffed to pick up another one last weekend. And then earlier in the week, I found this album in a record shop in Deal in Kent, The Natural Blues by Taj Mahal. And this is She Caught the Katie and Left Me a Mule to Ride.
Caught the Katie, she left me a mule to ride. The train pulled out and I swung on behind. I'm crazy about that hard-headed woman of mine. Ain't my baby long, wait, got some mighty sick tone. You know my baby long, great gosh, I'm mighty, my baby tall. Well, you know my baby, she long. My baby, she tall. She sleep with her head in the kitchen and her big feet out in the hall. And I'm still crazy about her, that hard-headed woman of mine. I love my baby, she's so fine. I wish she'd come to see me sometime. If she don't believe I love her, look what a hole I'm in. If she don't believe I'm singing, look what a shape I'm in.
Woman, Taj Mahal and She Caught the Katie, and that's brought us to the end of this week's show. Thanks very much for listening, and stay tuned because Sheree Nash is live next from the studio in Brooklyn with Make and Model. Yukiko's here at 7 p.m. Eastern with Legitimate Groove. After that, it's Saucy Lady, Mrs. and Yuki with The Green Room. Then it's a repeat of Blow Up at, from 10 o'clock, taking us right through to the midnight hour. And if you miss any of the shows, they're all available on Mixcloud, Apple Podcast, Acast, and all the rest of them. And thanks as always to our production crew, G. Mateus, Kev Cook, the just locked in Tim Spurrier, and Curtis Powers. And I'll be back at the usual time next Sunday. I'm going to leave you with the great Gil Scott-Heron and the prophetic B-movie. Have a great week. See you next time. Bye-bye. The
first thing I want to say is, mandate my ass. Because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. 21% voted for Skippy and 3-4% voted for somebody else who might have been running. But oh yeah, I remember in this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan. Minute. Acted like an actor. Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And all consumers know that when the producer names the tune, the consumer has got to dance. That's the way it is. We used to be a producer, very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. This country has been surprised by the way the world looks now. They don't know if they want to be Matt Dillon or Bob Dylan. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue the same policy of nuclear nightmare diplomacy. John Foster Dulles ain't nothing but the name of an airport now. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment, especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. And it has placed us in a situation that we can only look at like a B-movie. Come with us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros. Before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the Defensive Weinberger. No more animated choice is available. The director will be Attila the Hague, running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge. The ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. The screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush. Music by the village people, the very military macho man. A theme song for saber rattling and selling wars door to door. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find to John Wayne. Clichés abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced-out Marlon Perkins, a Reagan contemporary. Clichés like itchy trigger finger and tall in the saddle and riding off or on into the sunset. Clichés like get off of my planet by sundown. More so than clichés like he died with his boots on. Marine tough to manage, Bogart tough to manage, Cagney tough to manage, Hollywood tough to manage, cheap steak tough, and Bonzo substantial. The ultimate in synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician, pesto macho. Put your orders in, America, and quick as Kodak, your leaders duplicate with the accent being on the dupes. Because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to selective amnesia, remembering what we want to remember and forgetting what we choose to forget. All of a sudden the man who called for a bloodbath on our college campuses is supposed to be Dudley goddamn Do-Right. You go give them liberals hell, Ronnie. That was the mandate to the new Captain Bly on the new ship of fools. It was doubtlessly based on his chameleon performance in the past as a liberal Democrat, as the head of the Studio Actors Guild. When other celluloid saviors were cringing in terror from McCarthy, Ron stood tall. It goes all the way back from Hollywood to Hillbilly, from liberal to libelous, from Bonzo to Birchite or Born Again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, it's all wrong. Call in the cavalry to disrupt this perception of freedom gone wild. God damn it, first one wants freedom, then the whole damn world wants freedom. Nostalgia, that's what we want. The good old days, when we gave them hell. When the buck stopped somewhere and you could still buy something with it. To a time when movies was in black and white, and so was everything else. Even if we go back to the campaign trail, before Six Gun Ron shot off his face and developed hoof and mouth. Before the free press went down before full court press and were reluctant to view the menu because they knew the only thing available was Crow. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces. No match for Ron. Doug Henning does the makeup. Special effects from Grecian Formula 16 and Crazy Glue. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Company. Their slogan is, why wait for 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. Wall Street goes, so goes the nation, and here's a look at the closing numbers. Racism is up, human rights are down, peace is shaky, war items are hot, the house claims all ties, jobs are down, money is scarce, and common sense is at an all-time low with heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever, and now no one is looking because we're starring in a big movie, and we would rather had John Wayne. We would rather had you don't need to check on how you feel. Just keep repeating that none of this is real. And if you're sensing that something's wrong, well just remember that it won't be too long before the director cuts the scene. Yeah.
Brooklyn, you are listening to The Face Radio.